Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Blackwell. Hold to your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life.
Maple Heights Mayor. What's he thinking? Here's the vow. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about ya. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yost.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a
black queen.
Annette M. Blackwell steps on the scene. Annette M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. Annette M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior,
youth,
city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Along with the video that was done, filmed by Black House Sounds for Maple Heights' first African-American, melanated lady mayor. as a matter of fact, and at M. Blackwell. And you are welcome once again to Al Porter, M-A-N, in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 42. That MAN is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number here for those who are online looking at everything is 646-478-0944. And before I get into the, wow, have almost five phone calls already? Well, anyway, I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers so you'll know what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. Stay silent. You'll go back on hold. If something happens and we leave you in a conversation or you say, wait a minute, I want to make a point. If you haven't pressed the one key, you can go ahead to do that. If you had already pressed the one key, you can always dial back in, and we'll do everything that we can to put you on the line because I really feel like we should know what's going on from the people. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, and we'll start at number 10 and work our way up to number 1. Jay-Z coming for a free concert this Friday night? Oh, yes, indeedy. Number 9. Black House Sounds, Thank You Jesus, CCR2. You can also find CCR2, I Walk Like a Man from the Sheriff, both on YouTube. Number 8, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views. Number 7, moving up, Suave Gotti, I'm Jim Brown Single. The October 25th GMS All-Stars featuring Suave Gotti is on YouTube. Number 6, Imperial Avenue Coalition Day of Remembrance, that happened on Imperial. More later. Number 5, Black Man's Army. The Black Man Army music heard on the BMA bus so far, 17,560 plus, as well as the new song called White House Black by the Black Man's Army. That's on YouTube. You can also look that up with GMS Hood Famous TV. Number 4, this Saturday from 5 to 11 p.m., OPM, ENT at 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland 44112 at the OPN People's Community Center. It's the Walking Dead Rap Battles featured Chairman Erskine Earn in another rap battle. Number 3, debuting Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Number 174 of the Hip Hop Workshop, more later. Number 2, we got to debut Laura Cohen's East Cleveland Public Library, Break the Silence on Domestic Violence, that was held the past week. Very, very strong. It was held the past Saturday. Number 1, a debut. Wow. The 3rd Annual Musical Jam Against Domestic Violence. Laura Cowan and many others were involved in that. Before I do anything else, I just want to give you a couple of quick announcements and let you know that you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. I think his show is following mine tonight on Blog Talk Radio. But you can take a look at D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Club. Or I'm a Superwoman Radio, let them know where you heard it from. And also, whohasthepower.com. What I'm going to do is shut up and go to the phone line. Somebody was hanging out with me since the very beginning. It's all these ones. I'm looking at about 10 ones. You're on live. How you doing out there? 10 ones going twice. 10 ones going a third time. And see, I got to give you a compliment because... See, you heard the rules. If there's something happening and you don't get a chance to talk or you can't talk, you're at work or doing something else, thank you for not hanging up. The only reason I came to you anyway is because I have 2 ears, 1 mouth. My mouth is sometimes big. I talk too much, so sometimes it's good to listen. Before I go to that next phone caller, which I'm looking at, is that 216860. I'm going to let people know that if you choose, you can go to voiceofradio.com Mondays at 5 p.m., the main event, Cleveland Standard Time, featuring myself, Larry H. Gardner, as well as Most Electrifying, and then voiceofradio.com, which is coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, and then number 3, might as well throw it in here. You can always check out shoutcast.com. That shoutcast.com is 24 hours a day. Plays our entire playlist and what you would hear on Emacs Hood Tunes show. All you have to do is go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes, and there you go. See, we're doing our best to make it as easy as we can for you. And before I do anything else, because a lot of people will say, hey, you don't give me enough information. So before I go to anything else, I just want to let people know, if you've got questions about the new Eastside Market, the new Eastside Market, it's a community engagement forum. With construction beginning next month, the new Eastside Market, NESM, will reopen in the spring of 2017, located in the historic Glenville neighborhood. The Eastside Market has been closed since 2007. The new Eastside Market should be a state-of-the-art fresh food market that will sell healthy, fresh, organic, locally grown produce, fresh meats, fish, prepared meats, and other specialty food and beverage items, as well as a cafe, demonstration kitchen, and even more. Now, the reason that I'm letting you know that is because should you choose and you want to know more about that and you have your questions, you could tell people what grocery items you like most. And over the next few weeks, there's a series of community engagement sessions which will be held to share information. So tomorrow, November the 1st, at Morningstar Tower Apartments Community Room. That's November 1st, Morningstar Tower Apartments Community Room at 10600 St. Clair Avenue from 5 to 6:30 p.m. For those who may be a little bit challenged here and there, I know the bus, the one bus St. Clair passes it by, and it's only maybe one block from if you take the 10 bus there. So, hey, I better give you that information as I go to, and I still have other numbers to get to, like 216486. I'm looking at 216209, but I'm going to go to 216860. I've talked too much. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent. What about you, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling well. I got a little bit of rest. I'm sick a little bit, but I'm all right, though.
Good.
I like to, you know, first off, I would like to tell everybody about the African American History Museum off of 82nd and Crawford. It's a nice function. I mean, nice place to visit, and it will be a nice place to visit once we get fixed up and done right. We need some support. We need people to come in. I mean, they could do their time or whatever they feel that they could do to benefit this to open up and, you know, have a gathering and have, you know, we could teach the youth, we could do everything that, you know, bring back memory or whatever else. But I think that it should be taken care of. Also, I will be ready for November 5th, which is Hip Hop Shop Workshop 174. This is Mr. Milligram, by the way. I'm tripping. I ain't even saying my name or nothing like that. Like I said, I'm in focus mode. How you been anyway, Al?
Oh, I'm doing well. We're able to get one more show in, so I'm thankful.
Okay, also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Mike Carter, the whole BHS family, you, Mr. Al Porter, Mama Porter.
Thank you.
And all those that's affiliated with Black House and anybody like GMS, BMA, Black on Black Crimes, all those affiliated with good and truth. Cassandra McDonald, you got my vote. Even though I'm not in your district, I know there's those that are. I support you fully. And big up to Go Get 'Em Inc. And all, like I said, all those that's affiliated with Mr. Milligram and supporters of the truth. That's
man,
all I wanted to say.
That's a lot right there, man.
Awesome. Did you have fun in yesterday's video shoot?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. As the next one comes up soon, we'll be letting people know about the next round for Suave Gotti's shoot on the I'm Jim Brown. So I just want to say, man, I thank you for being a hip-hop advisor because you're in the know of everything, and we thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love and seven and whatever else, peace.
Peace, and we thank you. You know, we have as my brother holds the line, I know we started out with something that's new for our show, But I know we've got some more new material in, including something from a group that goes by the name of Black Odyssey. I'm just thankful to have everybody in there, as I see the 216703 chiming in. But I do want to at least stop and just say that that's right. My brother was dead on it with the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which is happening this Saturday, November 5th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, plus the 6 to 7 p.m. networking hour, 1899 Main Classroom Building on East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, large room number 136, radio edit, dance, poetry, musician, sing, gospel, rap, live DJ Dollar Rock, the Hip Hop Power Cipher, from Mr. Milligrand, Hip Hop Workshop News from Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, guest Gary Cantor, Mexi Wilson, Live from the Garage, and more. And before I go back to the phone line, I just want to say one more time, I thank you all very much for tuning in, because I really appreciate that. And as I go back to do anything else, I think it is time for me to check and see what is going on with that 216804. How you doing? 216804.
Oh, Mr. Porter, I'm doing excellent.
That's
and I'm
good.
Waiting
That's...
to hear a request, James Brown. Jim Brown, I think. Oh, boy. Hey, I like both of them.
There you go.
I will say Jim Brown by Suave Gotti.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And I appreciate that. And if you hold a line, we'll see what we can get for you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you. And as I look at everything, I'm just thankful that, like I say, for the people who get a chance to call in, I'll be going very shortly to 216-209, but I want to take the time and start things off the right way, because sometimes you don't say what you should say. So I'm going to say and start off and say congratulations to D. Woods. I respect the whole entire family. The grandchild was born the past weekend or in the last week, so I just want to say definitely a congratulations to D. Woods and the entire family. I also want to definitely keep prayer options open for Black Man Army member Dontez Taylor, also from Black on Black Crime Incorporated. His hip, he came through hip surgery extremely well. Rehab is going excellent, and they plan on him being released by this coming weekend, this Friday. And, of course, I want to pray for partner's family, my man Joseph Motley Jr. Always got to look out for those in your camp. I also want to take the time to say thank you, because Don Bryant invited Man in the Street, the Carl Stokes Brigade, Melanated Media News, Legal Observers out to here, which I think was very nice. Matthew Barge, who's a partner and executive director of the Police Assessment Resource Center from New York City office. Barge is the federal court appointed monitor overseeing a federal consent decree in Cleveland, leading a team of national experts and local community members. Barge is also currently serving as lead police practices expert to a retired magistrate judge overseeing the agreement between the City of Chicago and American Civil Liberties Union addressing the issues related to stop and frisk, which was deemed unconstitutional by a federal judge. And Trump says he wants to bring that back, but that's a different story. Barge has engaged in monitoring and assessment projects for cities including Mesa, Arizona, L.A., and Pasadena, California, Denver, Colorado, Farmington, New Mexico, Wallkill, New York, and Portland, Oregon. And he and PARC have conducted reviews of high-profile use-of-force incidents for the University of California, Los Angeles, and the Los Angeles Unified School District, and made recommendations for improving policy and procedure in each instance. A lawyer, Barge previously worked as a litigator specializing in complex multi-district litigation, and he holds a JD from NYU School of Law and a graduated from Georgetown University. Hey, I enjoyed that meal, dessert, chicken, green beans, primo, mashed potatoes mixed with what seemed like oatmeal, cream corn concoction. Hey, I'm thankful for the meal and I'm thankful for the information. Before I get myself into further complication and incidents, I'm going to 216-209. How you doing out there, 216-209? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm good, brother. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those people who are looking to know. Excuse me.
No problem, no problem.
Oh, man. Yeah, and first thing first, I'm going to go ahead and put that contact information out there for all those people that want to get at Black Odyssey. Then you can start by going to Google and put in BLAQODESSY. You can search for us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Google+, pretty much everywhere where the name Black Odyssey can go. So that's even That Piff and GetRightMusic.com as well. So, I'm glad to say, and shout out to Tay Wall, Max Pitt. They had a great show last night at the Cultivation Theater. I was there.
Nice.
I filmed for them. It was fun. Like all the shows that I've been at for the last few years with people around the town of Cleveland, we have some wonderful artists here in Cleveland, so it was fun. It's always fun to see people do their thing in a positive environment, no violence, and have fun. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. So big up and big shout out to everybody there at the Cultivation Center as well, because they were wonderful. They had great hospitality for us, so I would like to say thank you for them. This week I want to chime in on some things that a lot of people have been talking about. I felt like I was set up because the last conversation was talking about search and frisk, and that was one of the conversations I've been talking about. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why if Trump said anything, that was one of the things that he did say, that he wanted to bring that back. And a lot of people don't realize, especially the younger generation, or how bad that was for people. If it wouldn't have been no search and frisk, it wouldn't have been no Rodney King. So I want to bring that to everybody's attention. Rodney King was the reason why he was beat as bad as he was is because we had search and frisk. Pulled him over without probable cause. And was like, oh, we don't like you. And they thought that he was stepping out of line because he said something back to him. And then they pounded on him like no living animal or living being should be pounded on. So
right.
I wanted to refresh everybody's memory about that. You know, search and frisk is a bad thing. It's always been a bad thing. And I hope that and pray that we don't get nobody in office to allows that to happen. And I don't think it should happen to nobody. I don't care what race, color, creed, or where you come from on this earth. I don't think that is right. Another thing that goes along with that, people should pay attention about when you allow a law like that to go along with all these states that are passing laws that it's okay to smoke marijuana and okay to at you know, leisure or whatever, you open the back door for harassment by the police. So you know it's one of those plans and plots. So for all the people who do smoke, just be careful, because it is a back door. It's a back door to put people in prison, into slavery. That's what the 13th Amendment is all about. Trying to backdoor people back into slavery. So people are getting richer off the backs of us. So, yeah, we can make it, but who wants to make it under those circumstances? Trouble is 1 second in and a lifetime out. So, and that's a song. That's from the song I quote, Kingpin Fantasies. So that is the new joint that we will be sharing with you guys tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Al, just for, you know, even being riding with us all the time that you've been riding with us. And shout out to everybody here.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to playing that track, which I will get into in just a few minutes. And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. So, you know, before I go to 216703, I want to go back to a couple of Fridays ago when we were at the annual Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet, which was sponsored by the Friends Fellowship Bible Church, Keeping the Legacy Alive. And it was a beautiful event. You know, when they talk about the Iraq soldiers and friend of Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins, who had paid their respects to the young brother himself, the 26-year-old Cleveland native died of noncombative injuries January 23rd at a military base in Balad, Iraq, or Iraq. Now, Wiggins was assigned to the 79th Ordnance Battalion, Explosive Ordnance Disposal at Fort Sam Houston, and he had deployed to Iraq, you know, years ago now. The thing about it is that I just wanted to say, and a lot of people felt that he was described as infectious, and he'd say things as they started growing on you. And I find that very, very beautiful because Wiggins graduated from Shaw High School in 1998, where he was a member of the ROTC. And the one thing that I love is that, you know, he'd been through Kuwait and all of that, but after he passed, the family set up a scholarship fund to send young people to college in his name instead of giving up. And I want to say that that was very beautiful in itself to be a part of that. And when I say part of it, it was because it was a $35 a plate dinner where they were raising those funds for a scholarship. Black House Sound's name was on the program to go on right before dinner, which was excellent. Yes, I'm a foodie, but I will definitely say that it was an excellent meal. But to be right there and to be around some top-notch people, and the highlight of the night was Speaker Mrs. Yvonne Pointer. And the thing that I want to say is that December 6, 1984, for those who don't know, Yvonne Pointer, 14-year-old daughter, Gloria, was abducted, raped, brutally murdered. And it remained unsolved for years. All right. I remember being out there on the front line with Black on Black Crime Incorporated and doing other things like that. And to see the fact that instead of her giving up, she established a crime prevention program in Cleveland called Midnight Basketball to provide young men with alternatives to violence. And she also continues to lead her 30-year women's support group, Positive Plus, in victory to increase self-confidence. Yvonne is also a national and international philanthropist and established the Gloria Pointer Scholarship Fund. So she never stopped and spearheaded a national movement to raise funds and has completed 3 schools in memory of her daughter Gloria to date. In addition to being an activist and philanthropist, she was also a dynamic motivational speaker and author. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because even going as far as the United States Department of Justice's Great Hall in Washington, D.C., parent speaker for the National Missing and Exploited Children's Ceremony, and the documentary that was highlighted in 2012 at the Cleveland International Film Festival. And my thing is, along with that, including books such as Behind the Death of a Child, $2 in My Pocket, and Word from the Mother. Now, this is somebody who could have let certain things slow her down, where she didn't do anything, where she got up there and said, no, I'm going to sit back, grieve, and feel sorry for myself. But she did, and I'm very thankful for that. So I just wanted to throw that out there to people that winners do hang around winners, such as General Donald Walker Brown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's first female general say it, and that's a beautiful thing in itself to have even been a part of that. With that being said, I'm going to go and see what's going on with that 216703. 216703, what's happening out there?
How's it going, the sheriff?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about you, brother?
Well, I wasn't doing too well today, but I like the last statement that you made. You know, you can't feel sorry for yourself or feel sorry, you know. You just can't feel sorry for yourself. But I was just calling in to pay respect to everybody that helped out with the album, Cleveland Conscious Rap 2. I also like what Black Odyssey said earlier about the frisk me down law. I love this. I love your show because you don't just get to hear good music. You actually get a lot of information and what other brothers feel, and it just lets you know it's other people out here that really value you know, positive people in life. And so I love that, and what's going on with me and my life, with so many of my family members, you know, falling or, you know, rising. It's a blessing, and sometimes it's kind of like tragedy. But not to get sad or nothing like that, just to keep everything going and as afloat, I just want everybody to pray for Brother Alex, because he gave me a call 2 hours ago, and he told me his uncle was murdered. So they really going through it. And so at this point right now, I'm just sitting back, observing life, and staying positive. And so that's all I can do. But Cleveland Conscious Rap 2 is super dope. And I'm a firm believer when you make real good music, you're going to get some blows in life, or anything that you do good very well, some blows going to come in. You know, it's just part of life. It just dawned on me when I was a teenager or younger, my friends and family members been passing away, and I've been dealing with it. So, you know, it's just something that come with life. But I was just calling to support everybody. And like I say, nothing but love to Black Odyssey again and whoever else call in, because 9 times out of 10, they're trying to educate people like me. So I'm going to listen, and this Joe Legacy, CCR2, is in effect. I'm out.
Thank you so much as you hold a line, because we're going to try to get into something else. Before I go to 216702, I see 216804 is dialed back, but I want to start on something, pull out the 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox, and let people know that a man in the street, well, I was at Imperial Avenue on October 29th, the Day of Remembrance, which was sponsored by the Imperial Women's Coalition, Kathy Ray Coleman of ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Ohio's most read newspaper, with an assist from Man in the Streets, as Tanya Jones, who's running for domestic court, Stephanie House, incumbent state rep, council persons Mamie Mitchell and Ken Johnson showed up, Peace in the Hood, Carl Stokes Brigade, Millions Women's March, Fox 8 News, Newsnet 5, Call and Post, Melanated Media News on YouTube, and family members showed up. And I am very thankful that people have decided to keep the issue alive. As a matter of fact, when I spoke, I wanted to let people know that I don't give a pass to anybody, but you do have to show respect. So I had to show respect for the 11 Black women, which I was able to name: Crystal Dozier, Tishana Culver, LaShonda Long, Tanya Carmichael, Michelle Mason, Kim Yvette Smith, Nancy Cobbs, Amelia Hunter, Janice Webb, Talisha Fortson, Diane Turner. Also, you had to name Unsolved from East 93rd, Jamila Hassan, Jasmine Trotter, Ashley Lazeski, Christine Malone, Michael Madison, East Cleveland murders, Lakeisha Shealy, Angela Deskins, Sherelda Terry. When you're a man, you talk like a man. So, you know, Michael Madison wanted to idolize a monster like Sowell. He acted out like a monster. Okay, now if a presidential candidate moves on a woman like a bit, well, you know, B word, grabs a woman by the, okay, he says it's locker room talk. And I got that. I've done a lot of things in the locker room. But I can say that being at the age that I am, at Black House Sounds meetings, I'm not talking about women's asses and chest and all of that, or forcing women or anything like that. So I'm not scared of alive or dead. Mike, at Black Man Army meetings, we don't talk like that. We bet not talk like that. GMS meetings, nope, no talk, because Suave, Shakespeare, myself, if you're talking about certain things, you better be able to handle it. And that should be a lesson for when women have the beauty shop talk and different other things. What impression do you want to leave out there? But I digress, because I'll say 3 weeks ago, the pastors were supposed to have a prayer service on Imperial Avenue. That's one of the reasons why a couple of weeks ago, Kimberly Brown had come to the conclusion with a lot of others, since we had been out there for 8 weeks. It was spearheaded by herself, Mrs. Bray. Take care of these darn yard ourselves as a community and quit crying for the city. Turned it back over to the city. The city was supposed to have something. But when Kathy Ray Coleman and Imperial Avenue Coalition decided they'd be there as of Thursday, pastors showed up, disappeared, bowed out. Could it be because, and you have to look at history, if you don't throw out the history, you'll be in trouble. Because last July 18th, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Kathy Ray Coleman, well, she wrote on Pastor Jimmy Gates. You know, wrote on him. Probably because he, like I said before, he resigned, chose to leave the Cleveland Police Commission members. He took his name out because his criminal past was exposed. And also, the women supported that because in 2014, Pastor Jimmy Gates harassed them and dared them to rally during an annual anniversary. Hey, that's all fact. And even though he's an ally to Mayor Jackson, Gates' name was chosen. Oh, you know, and it's very interesting. From 2007, the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church preacher was guilty of splitting $40,000 in water department bribes, where he was the assistant director. In 2012, Gates was convicted of his role in a $5.1 million mortgage fraud scheme that went from 2004 to 2006. So the Imperial women last year picketed Gates and Reverend Eugene Ward, who pleaded guilty to choking and assaulting one of his ex-wives. Well, they wanted to know what happened and if the both of them were fraudulent, because they were in charge of money that was supposed to be used as a $250,000 memorial by last April, and it hadn't. They weren't able to find the money yet. Seymour found their money. And then again, you've got to look at the fact that if you look at everything, Elder Bray wanted to know about the $12,500 that the Buckeye Development Corporation had and why there's only $3,637 remaining in that fund. We still haven't had an answer yet on that. And I can only guess that the reason they didn't show up for their thing is they did not want to be in another embarrassing position where they would have to answer a question on that particular issue. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get off the stepladder and go to 216702, 216702. How you doing out there?
216702? Al, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had to mute my phone. You know how you got that background sound. You don't need that. Everything need to be heard.
Right.
I'm just happy that Kathy is back at the helm of the Imperial Women, because I know as long as Kathy is at the helm and Kim, the two of them, they two powerful black women, I know that 11 black women will not be forgotten. And also, I want to thank Miss Bray for being one of the mothers that has stayed out there on the front line, as far as making sure that her daughter and the other 10 women wasn't forgotten. I'm just happy to that this election is coming to an end. I hope that everyone gets out to vote and make their minds up for themselves. The worst thing we can ever do as black folks is not exercise the right to vote, because it's so important, and people since 1619 have died for us to even be in a position right now to choose who we want. And as black folks, we have to remember that we have to choose the candidate that's best for us and not the candidate that's best for a party. So all I want to tell people is just get out to vote. Remember how important November 8th really is to the black community. And just keep up the good work you're doing, Al. I know sometimes it's hard and you get tired, but you're doing a great job. And just keep the line of communication open so that the black community, we shall not perish from lack of knowledge.
Ooh, I thank you so much for that, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people come up and they say to me, hey, you are a conservative? And I look and I tell them, do you know who's the was the ones who stopped slavery? And they'll say, yeah, Democrat Abraham Lincoln. And it's like, did you know he was the first Republican president? And do you know who started slavery? Yeah, it was those damn Republicans. And it's like, you don't know the Democratic Party? Well, Republicans, they don't do nothing to help. And I'm like, so fighting to keep Huron Road open and fighting to get that university hospitals to have a level one trauma center. They were like, well, yeah, that was spearheaded by Donna Walker Brown. Yeah, from the inner city Republican movement. Huh? And I was a part of that. What? Mm. So I appreciate what you just said, because you also have to become an educated consumer at the same time. And don't go by what somebody tells you. Research for yourself. And I appreciate you for being one of the strongest advocates for that and for definitely getting out the message for people to vote. We appreciate what you do.
Well, brother, I want to leave y'all with one last black history fact. You know, when our young people say that Republicans, you know, they haven't done anything for us lately, I want them to go back in their history and look up this brother by the name of John Patterson Green.
Mm.
He was the father of Labor Day. Let's put that on notice. That's a fact. And he was a Cleveland black Republican.
Whoa.
And when... right now, when you say, well, how does that affect me today, what he done? What he done was put legislation where it became a federal holiday. Therefore, when you are off for Labor Day and you getting paid for it,
oh,
you need to think about John Patterson Green, who was a Cleveland black Republican that put the legislation where it went from being a state law to a federal law.
Ooh-wee. Thank you for that bit of history. We need it.
All right, brother. Be safe.
You too. Thank you. Hey, you know, before I go to the 216-322 phone number, I'm going to go out there because this last caller caused me to at least, I will say, speak issue before, like I said, I go to that 216-322. I'm going to say that I just need to be on at least a 12-foot step ladder. That's all. So give me a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Because last Saturday at East 105 McDonald's, Kevin Conwell held a meeting on issue 108 school levy, where Cleveland Public Schools CEO Eric Gordon, Yvonne Conwell, and Anthony Hairston of Cuyahoga County Council, and Cleveland Councilman Kevin Conwell and Mike Polensic were for pushing and voting yes on renewal of the school levy. Now, enrollment is up, and CEO Eric Gordon received a nationwide CEO Educator of the Year award. But wait, teachers are prepared to strike, and all the schools got an F-minus. F-minus. I didn't know that grade existed. I never got an F-minus, or none of the people I know, even now. They get a flat-out F. Anyway, Donna Walker Brown of the Inner City Republican Movement made the statement and asked, where's the $1.3 million that was supposed to go into now closed Charles Lake? I mean, you know, they closed it down after allocating money into it. And Eric Gordon said he didn't know. He'll check. He was asked about it 2 years ago. He didn't know then. So for that reason, right now, I'm definitely looking at hell no for renewing issue 108. It was nice to see Black on Black Crime Incorporated members, Ms. Polk, Melanated Media News were there. Everyone received a certain letter from Kevin Conwell, which I'm going to take the time to read because sometimes, you got to watch what you do. And fortunately, I do know the King's English language, so it kind of helps me a little bit to be able to read. Message from Councilman Kevin Conwell, Ward 9 resident, but I guess this goes for all over. I cannot in good conscience support Judge John O'Donnell in neither my personal capacity nor as councilman of Ward 9. As everyone knows, I'm councilman for Ward 9 in the city of Cleveland. I am also a descendant of the African-American migration from the south to the north in their quest here for better social and economic conditions. My grandmother was involved in numerous boycotts and picket lines here in the city of Cleveland due to her refusal to accept the unequal treatment African-Americans received. She was also involved in the election of the city's first African-American mayor, Carl B. Stokes, and Ohio's first African-American congressional representative, Congressman Lewis Stokes. I give you the foregoing historical synopsis so that you will understand why I cannot in good conscience support Judge O'Donnell's candidacy for state Supreme Court. I personally witnessed the courtroom scene when I, along with other colleagues, Jeff Johnson and Zach Reed, took it upon ourselves as taxpaying citizens to attend the trial of police officer Michael Brillo, who has been indicted for the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. If you will recall, these two human beings died in a barrage of gunfire, 137 shots to be exact. This is the equivalent of Bonnie and Clyde, whom, if you recall, were bank robbers. The difference here is that Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams committed no crime other than refusing to stop their vehicle for the police. We need to hold Judge O'Donnell responsible since there was no jury assisting in the decision of acquittal. From what I can recall from reading Judge O'Donnell's decision, his decision was based upon the officer's perceived threat. To me, this is totally illogical because if the officer was in fear of his life, as he stated in his testimony, why would he have jumped onto the hood of the car whose occupants were incorrectly believed to be brandishing weapons? I am not here to retry the case because I am not an attorney. However, I do have common sense, and my common sense based upon that foregoing scenario causes me to come to one conclusion. I conclude that this was political and another case of judicial inequality within our judicial system. Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were human beings who did not deserve to die in that manner. The most important march for us will be our march to the polls in the upcoming November 8, 2016 election. Sincerely, Kevin Conwell. Wow. Ward 9. P.S. Everyone was, and this is just my little comment, was able to eat, drink, courtesy of the councilman, McDonald's restaurant, but it was very important to me that he sent that message out himself. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to go to 216-322, get off my soapbox, give a couple of minutes. 216-322, how you doing out there?
Hey, Brother Porter, I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Good. That's good. I tuned in late, and I was just going to say once again that I'm proud of you and happy for all your work. But I was just, I mean, more money missing from the city of Cleveland, really? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah.
There was money missing from the school board. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Once again.
Uh-oh.
I need to know. Okay, I'm not going to go there because I missed the earlier part of the show. But if there's constantly money missing, services are horrible. Our streets are horrible. from the top to the bottom, the city is in horrible shape. And everyone knows it. Let's not sugarcoat it. Take off your rose-colored glasses and deal with reality. If the city of Cleveland were a business, it would be in desperate need of new management. Where is all of this money going? Do you have it? I don't.
I don't. I don't even see it. That's bad.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just, somewhere along the way, people need to wake up, smell the coffee because the house is burned down, and realize that, okay, money is constantly missing. The residents do not have it. So where in the heck is it? From the top to the bottom, we need to be a city under new management. Stop killing one another, each other's children, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and let's do what needs to be done to claim our streets, our families, and our lives back and make things right. And that's really all I have to say tonight. I thank you for all that you've done for us, and I'm going to listen to whatever's left of the show. Thank you.
And thank you very much. We appreciate you, and I promise you might like a couple of things that we get into, so I thank you. And with that being said, I'm telling you all, ooh-wee, before I get myself into worse problems, because of that phone call, I think I have to. But I just want to let people know that if you choose Black Man's Army and Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, BMA meets at 6 p.m., and at 7:15 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and that's all Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd St. Clair intersection at Euclid Avenue 44110. Hey, don't be surprised, because if you show up around, I'll say 7:35 or 7:36, if you're not there on time, don't be surprised if you don't see me shutting that door and locking the door, because we have learned a lot about being on time. Speaking of being on time, I'm going to try to throw this on here. Black Odyssey, they sent this in called Kingpin Fantasy. This is a world premiere for me, but they said pay attention to the lyrics, so I'm going to take that chance. Man. I'll see you shortly.
Kingpin Fantasies. Kingpin Fantasies. Fantasies of a black man in the ghetto.
Big jerk.
Lord help us as we cry and pray. Another young mother, better judge, don't take her son away. Prison is the home for most hood niggas. Either your flesh is slave or your brain is a slave. It all started out with needing some money. Now them lames in your circle, now the game is funny. Trouble's 1 second in, but a lifetime out. I thank the Lord every day for changing my route. Conditions is so broke, niggas turning slavery to hope. Fantasies in my ghetto is kingpin dreams. Rocks the themes, powder on triple beams. Criminal tunes, digital scales. Niggas making bail, street numbers turning prison numbers. Niggas only balling for one summer. Sacrifice your life for the lowest dope price. The kid got niggas calling for Christ. Oh Lord.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamonds. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
Okay, now ain't nobody giving a fuck. We just trying to get this money up, hoping I can make it out this dump that we call home. Hey, Mr. Police, I'm just trying to feed my home. Got me addicted to gripping the chrome, busting at niggas that wanna see me gone. Like fuck the tough shit, I let a pump spit at a pump, bitch. We can pour the gasoline on them. Now all you see is the bones, and I'm chilling, weeding the bone. Chill, I'm on some new shit, but still I represent the crew, bitch. Lucky loose shit, like
like Bruce Hitch. Bruce for all niggas, never talk. Nigga arts off with the pictures. You was soft from the beginning. Lost or not listen, I pay attention. As I glance at the bitches in my G stance, like who with it? Look in my system, I ain't too sipping. Food twisted, my nigga barbecue the chicken. Cleaver full of liquor.
No more nickel or diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hoping and wishing that shit ain't gon' pay my rent. So I move through the hood like what's good. Trying to get money like you should. A bad boy trying to do good. Serving smoke to fiends and teens. So my fam, they can live their dreams. No more hustling corners. And them broke days for us is a goner. I'm ballin', I can give you a loner. Smell the aroma. So you niggas sleep in the coma. When it comes to my money looking funny and my kids looking bummy, niggas try to play you for a dummy. So you uppipe, show them what that life is like. But I'd rather speak his words through a mic and live life right and still get some sleep at night. But these bitches try to force your hand, trying to snitch, get you on the stand. And your girl fucking your best friend, who you thought was your right hand. But that shit wasn't part of the plan. Damn, Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
I'm going to go to www.beverlyforcongress.com just because, you know, sometimes I listen to people and some strong people who are running for city council next year, like Gail Sparks, Ward 4, Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 1, Donna Walker Brown. I saw them hanging around and talking about this next lady, Beverly Goldstein. And when I went to the BEVERLY for Congress.com, I'm just going to throw out that I did not know that Cleveland was number 3 in the United States in hunger. As far as the Greater Cleveland Food Bank reported that Cleveland was number 1 in the U.S. states for child hunger, or of all 435 U.S. House districts, only 14 districts were poorer than D11, which was reported WTAM 1100, or over 21,000 persons in Cuyahoga County, and over 6,600 persons in Summit County are homeless. From the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless website, 2016, a Project Act, Cleveland Metropolitan School District identified 4,048 homeless district children attended. Helpline statistics, August 2015, or District 11 median household income is $32,014 versus $48,081 for Ohio. Ballotpedia website, 2016. You know, from the March on the East Cleveland dump, and the only candidate to address and speak openly about air merchants not paying taxes to start, but setting up stores in minority areas when the minority or melanated people need those. I have to say right now, I appreciate Marsha Fudge for what she did and fighting to get Tim McGinty removed. But had she not gotten involved, there were enough people already upset that they were willing to go with Mike O'Malley. And for that reason, I'm for a nice change with Beverly Goldstein, because right now she's looking out for some of the things that we need to be looking out for ourselves. You know something? I want to leave out on a nice note. Black House Sounds has a song that has a very strong message. It's called I Ain't Listen. I think I'm going to premiere it on my show tonight. My brother, Joseph Motley Jr., take some of what you hear in, because he goes historical on a lot of things. So with that being said...
So the game shift, and your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us. What's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say,
they
can never hurt
big
me.
Business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a curse. Not today. Do they can never hurt me. My ancestors.
This coming Friday evening, free of charge, is the poetry at Cleveland State University. That's 1899 Main Classroom Building, Black Studies Department Room. Catch you all there. It's free of charge this coming Friday evening, this Friday evening, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that's at Black Studies Department 135. And next week, we deal with the Kevin Gates saga. We deal with a few other interesting topics, including Chief Wahoo. What's going to happen after the World Series? A little bit more than you would probably expect. Hey, I love everybody. Please stay safe. Peace.